May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Today's gospel makes me think about how different I am now to how I was when I was a young person. You would not recognize me when I was 14, except for the fact that I've told stories about myself as a 14-year-old probably so often that maybe you would. But when I was 14 years old, I was grumpy and disrespectful. I had a perpetual cloud hanging over my head. I was convinced that I hated other people. I hated being the center of attention. I hated hearing from my teachers that I had so much potential. What potential? I thought to myself. I had no love of life, no joy in myself or other people or the world. If I could have traded myself in for an entirely different person, then I would have done so. It was a priest who saw through this sort of cloud of gloom that surrounded me. He saw what basically no one else would have seen, trust me, no one else would have seen at that time, and I certainly didn't see. He somehow saw that God had dreams for me, which were rooted in God's own knowledge of who I am and what my potential actually was. He saw me and he believed in me at a key moment in my life. And because of that, he changed my life forever. You wouldn't recognize me if you knew me then until you know me now. Today, I am a lover of people with a love of life and my work and the world, although it is often full of pain and darkness, and I am amazed by the strength that people have to live through all the challenges that they face in their lives, and I see God everywhere. And I see my own potential to be part of what God does, the beautiful vision that God holds out in front of us, where he calls us into a future where all of us can flourish. Even my own family marvels at the transformation, or perhaps I should say especially my own family, for it is sometimes the most difficult thing for us to see God at work in the people that we know best, who are the closest to us. And that is a theme that runs quietly in the background of our gospel reading this morning. Because this gospel reading is in two parts. One part in which John sees, and one part in which Jesus sees. And what they see, especially John, is that sometimes God is at work in our lives a heck of a lot closer to us than what we might expect. John the Baptist and Jesus were cousins. They were cousins, remember? They were sons of sisters. And they were close in age too, because the Gospel of Luke tells us that Elizabeth and Mary visited Elizabeth while both of them were pregnant. So they were cousins and super close in age, and I'm just going to go ahead and say they probably grew up together, wouldn't you think? Wouldn't you think they grew up together? Imagine all the games and the scrapes that two young boy cousins can get into together. Like, just allow your mind to fill with those images for a while. Let's say that they were even close. And when we're that close with one another, when we've grown up together, it can be hard to see how God is at work and how a person is changing over time. John knew that he was sent to prophesy the coming of the Messiah, but he didn't know who the Messiah was going to be. And I imagine that John looked intently into the face of a lot of people that he baptized and wondered, is it you? Is it you? And at the end of every day, I guess, wouldn't he wonder, like, as time went on, was it today? Did I miss something important? Where's this Messiah I'm supposed to be prophesying? And I imagine that John had some conversations with God in which he wondered if maybe, like, was he getting it right? Something like, you know, Lord, listen, I've attracted like a whole following now. People think that I'm Elijah, and I keep telling them I'm not the one. The one is coming. But like, when are you going to reveal the one who is to come? But never did John think it would be someone he already knew. Never did he imagine God would be at work that close to his life, a boy that he grew up with. Until this moment today, it seems like John the Baptist never really saw his cousin. Here's what we read. The next day, John saw Jesus, his cousin, coming toward him. And it's like all of a sudden John knew, here is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. I myself did not know him. Did you hear it twice in our passage today? I myself did not know him. Like this wonder and this awe that after all of this time, it wasn't somebody, a stranger that John was looking for. It was his cousin. It was his cousin. I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel. All of a sudden, it's like the scales fall from John's eyes. And all of a sudden, he sees more like how God sees us. So we can say he sees with the eyes of faith. The revelation that would change the world, that inside this perfectly ordinary seeming cousin of his was the fullness of God's presence come among us. The first half of the reading is about John and how John sees anew. And now the story turns. And now, what does Jesus see? Jesus, who sees with the eyes of God. Jesus sees two perfectly ordinary young men following him as he goes. And he sees them with the eyes of faith, full of potential and light and possibility. And so he calls them to come along. And their lives are transformed. One of them goes to find his brother, and he brings him along too. And Jesus sees Simon with the eyes of faith and sees in this perfectly ordinary young man the potential for him to be a great leader. And I think we can all agree it took quite some time for the greatness of Peter's potential to be revealed, like until after the, you know, denial of Christ and all of that. But Jesus sees the potential in Peter. And so he calls him too. And he follows. And his life is transformed. Jesus sees each of us with the eyes of faith, seeing us ordinary people as full of potential and light and possibility. And he calls each one of us to come and see. He calls to each one of us to open our lives and let them be transformed by his grace. Those are the eyes of faith that Jesus sees us, to see that we are more than the sum of our lives thus far, to see that Simon was more than just Simon and Andrew was more than just some ordinary young man following along, to see that Jesus was more than just some random cousin, to see that I was more than just some terribly unhappy, lost, little broken kid. How does Jesus see you? What potential does he see? What light? What opportunity? And what invitation does Christ have for you today? My friends, throughout the Gospels, in the resurrection stories, and before, people have a hard time recognizing who Jesus is. Even his own cousin. So we may see, say, along with John, I did not know him, and look back and realize that Jesus has known us for a long, long time. We just didn't know it. And we may also say, I did not know myself. But by the grace of God, may we come to see ourselves and one another with those eyes of faith, so full of possibility, so full of light and potential. And then may we, like Andrew and Peter, say yes to the invitation that Christ offers us to take whatever it is, our next small step in faith, and become disciples along with them, following Jesus where he leads us. Amen.